Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
9:40 is the time. And this is Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN with our Week in Health segment. Dr. Jeremy Silver, Medical Director, Emergency Medicine, Northwestern's Kishwaukee Hospital. Dr. Silver, welcome to the program. Nice to see you.
Good morning. Same to you, Dean.
And, of course, we have Thanksgiving coming up, maybe one of the biggest eating days of the year. So before we get into a couple of other topics here today, I just wanted to talk about, I don't want to put a damper on anyone's Thanksgiving. People are going to do whatever people are going to do, but any suggestions for a slightly more healthy Thanksgiving?
Well, I think, you know, it's great to relax, enjoy family, and have that time away from work and stress. So, number one, that's a good thing. But yeah, too much of a good thing can certainly cause issues, particularly when it comes to salt. And if I were going to make one pitch to your listeners out there for this Thanksgiving, it's just watch the salt intake. A lot of folks who have issues with their kidneys and heart, which is many of us, whether it's high blood pressure or kidney disease, that salt intake can lead to problems with too much water building up in the body, too much fluid, and that can lead to issues. So watch the salt intake, but it definitely everybody should take time to enjoy themselves.
Yeah, and you know, watching your salt intake is more than what comes out of a salt shaker. There is salt and sodium hidden in lots of different things that you might not expect it to be in, like stuffings and gravies, and the birds themselves are often injected with the sodiums. I mean, say, like what kinds of foods are the ones that we should eat in moderation?
Well, you're absolutely right. It's all about the preparation. And so if you can, try to get a bird that's a low sodium bird or no sodium's been added. And if you're making gravies and stuffings, as you mentioned, let the person add the salt. So don't automatically put salt in. That's what we do in our house if we're having friends or family over, is we cook without the salt, and then you can add what you feel is appropriate for you. But it's very difficult to say, don't eat the stuffing, don't eat the gravy. Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah. But certainly portion control can help with that. So having one plate and trying to fit the appropriate number of the food groups on that plate is a great way to approach that.
Yeah, I do that all the time. I mean, I always buy sodium-free just about everything. And then I can add a little bit of salt to, make it a little more tasty, but it's far less than if I had bought the original sodium-filled product in the first place.
Yeah, it's amazing how much sodium there is. And, even a can of soup, we're supposed to eat, 2,300 milligrams of salt a day for adults, and in kids, the recommendation's even lower. And sometimes if you pick up a can of soup at the supermarket, you might see that much salt in one can.
Right.
Usually it's a couple of servings. So when you start paying attention to, particularly with processed food, it's usually off the charts. But when you start paying attention to the labels, you really generate a better understanding of how much salt is added to flavor food.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people are going, oh, come on, it's Thanksgiving, we're just going to enjoy ourselves. I guess one cheat day isn't going to hurt anything, but it also doesn't hurt to just be aware of it, going into it as you're putting on your elastic pants to at least just be aware of a couple of health things. What about the consumption of alcohol? Holidays can be big drinking days. Any recommendations there? I had always heard a one-for-one rule, that if you're going to have a drink, then follow it with a glass of water, one-for-one.
Well, I think that rule kind of came about because you're generating this process in your body when you drink alcohol, which causes you to urinate. Without getting into all the details of the hormones that are involved in that cascade, the more you drink, the more you pee, and you actually can become pretty dehydrated through, you know, excessive drinking. And so the thought is to put the water back in. It might reduce the risk of feeling poorly or hangover or things of that nature. I don't know that there's any science to that. What I can say is, unfortunately, the more we learn about alcohol, the less good the news is. And so my suggestion would be to curtail the consumption, limit it as much as possible. Really, one drink would be best, and no drinks would be even better. There's a condition called holiday heart, which I think you were referring to, where alcohol can irritate the heart cells that are involved in generating heart squeeze, that beating like a drum that your heart does. It's all rhythmic cells in your heart, and those cells get irritated and can lead to an arrhythmia, where the heart starts beating in a discoordinated way, something many people are familiar with called atrial fibrillation. It doesn't feel good. It's not good for you. It can lead to problems like stroke. And we do see an uptick around the holidays, and it can be associated with alcohol use. So long-winded way of saying less is more.
Yeah, same apply to desserts. Thanksgiving and Christmas time, we're inundated with cookies and pastries and pies and, you know, all these yummy things that bring back a million memories. You know, you want to do grandma's famous pumpkin pie recipe or, you know, something like that. So it brings all of that back at the same time. But this is also a good place for some moderation as well, right?
Well, certainly for those of us that are diabetic or pre-diabetic, it's critical to limit the sugar. And you feel better the next day because it just, overloading on sugar leads to, hormonal cascades in the body that are complex, but it's better to limit and moderate as much as possible, but still, you know, take time to enjoy, if you're diabetic, the, you know, low carb or sugar-free desserts. And if you're not diabetic, if you're fortunate enough to not have that problem, keep it moderated.
Yeah, there's really no excuse to not have some diabetic options and gluten-free options. Now, people have very diverse dietary restrictions. So to have a couple of those offerings at your dessert table probably is not the worst idea in the world as well. Exercise and walking can make a difference on Thanksgiving Day. Also, we'll cover that with Dr. Jeremy Silver and also get to your questions for the good doctor. 312-981-7200. Next. 52. It's Dean Richards Sunday morning on WGN with Dr. Jeremy Silver, Medical Director, Emergency Medicine, Kishwaukee Hospital. And, you know, we're talking about ways to make it a helpful holiday that's coming up this week. Talked about some food things, but also a nice walk after dinner also may benefit you greatly. There are, I guess, some new studies, doctor, that walking, about the benefits of walking and how it can extend your lifespan as well. Tell us more about that.
Well, Dean, the more we learn, the better it gets. And I think that the key here is that activity in general improves health just across a variety of parameters, whether it's inflammation, high blood pressure, diabetes, kidney disease. It helps prevent or reduce the risk of all of those types of illnesses, but it can also extend life. So there was a study that was recently performed in a journal in England, the British Journal of Sports Medicine, and they looked at thousands of people over a half a decade. And basically, we're able to extrapolate from that study that if people were as active, people that aren't active today became as active as the top 25% in that study, then they would potentially increase their lifespan by 5 to 10 years, depending on how much exercise they got. And this was looking just at walking. I mean, it's not like running, you know, a marathon or an Ironman. It's simply getting up and going for a walk. And they're, you know, they're saying somewhere in the range of 100 minutes a day. Not everybody can achieve that, but certainly even just walking 30 minutes a day would be beneficial. So it's great news whenever it's something you don't have to take a drug. You don't have to spend any money at all. And it's something that if you just find a way to fit it into your lifestyle, it could have a massive impact on your health down the line. So that's very exciting.
I think, just you have your Thanksgiving meal and then make it a tradition with the whole family that you just go for a nice walk, nice half hour walk. You know, it's over in no time. You don't have to break a sweat or anything like that, but you're moving, and it's quite beneficial at the same time. We have the 832 area code. What about having a glass of wine with Thanksgiving dinner? Is that okay?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's still some thought that some of the chemicals in red wine in particular, the flavonoids, may have some benefit. But I think, you know, it's really very much an individual choice. I'm not advocating to take away people's Thanksgiving wine. I think it all comes down to moderation and knowing that, you know, what's good for you may not be good for your father or your uncle or your daughter. So it's very much an individual choice, moderation being the key.
Well, and the fact that he's saying a glass of wine with dinner, not a case of wine with dinner, makes a big difference.
Sure.
You know, and, you know, so, you know, it's I've discovered through the years of, you know, doing these shows pre-Thanksgiving, you're not going to change the way people celebrate their holidays. So hopefully all you can do is present some information and, you know, let the chips fall where they may and go for a walk after it's all over.
100%.
That'll help quite a bit. 773 area code. Dr. Silver, can someone get RSV more than once? Thank you from Niles.
Yes. In the old days, we used to think that you could only be infected by one virus at a time. And, of course, that's been debunked. You can have several, and you can be infected over and over again, as we learned in the recent COVID pandemic experience, that you can have infections back to back to back. So another good point made by the caller, and I'll just put in a plug. If you meet the criteria, if you're over 50 or you have chronic medical conditions, talk to your physician about obtaining the RSV vaccine.
All right, and I wish you and your family a very happy Thanksgiving, Doctor. Thank you so much for all the great info every week.
Hey, Dean, thank you. Have a great holiday.
Dr. Jeremy Silver, Director of Emergency Medicine, Kishwaukee Hospital, will update news. And coming up after 10, Miss Elizabeth from WGN's Romper Room joins us live.